never changes.
Yeah.
Somehow intriguing, but also very monotonous. So I just found this piece of music by Giorgio Scritis that for 5 minutes just strums on the Cretan lute. And not only does that go for 5 minutes, you can switch to A, which also goes for 5 minutes, or E, or maybe even a C. Yeah, so there's 7 tracks, all in different notes. So a total of, wow, nearly 40 minutes of droning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the alternate picking of 2 double strings of the same note, an octave apart, and he's trying to kind of, I guess, show the different harmonics and unintentional sounds. So, kind of cool, but yeah, there you go. Responsive Matter is this, and things like this are only found on Bandcamp, where people upload their own music with no say from any record labels or anything. So yeah, from Chania, the second largest city, again, in Crete. Seems to have quite a musical legacy. And keeps on going. Before that, we heard a couple tracks, yeah, featuring the same instrument, the lute of Crete, an 8-stringed ancient instrument. Looks a little bit like the oud. And the previous group was called Chinides, which means the fugitive rebel in English. And they've been active since 1990, a few lineup changes, but played a track from their most recent record from 2011. Translated is something like Sirtos Love. Yeah, that is the Sirto rhythm of Crete. And before that, we heard an amazing juxtaposition of old and new. Sarantonis, the great ancient player of the lyre, and Marios Luposis, who also is from Crete but plays the electric guitar like a lot of young chaps. And a track called Kravji, and his voice of the old fellow Sarontis is huge and terrifying. So I'm going to play another song by Marios Luposis, who seems to be one of the most interesting combinations of metal and folk music. And near the end, actually goes into, sounds like a very traditional folk melody. But yeah, you get the electric guitar instead of this lute, which is still ongoing. So yeah, one last piece of music before the end of the show. And thanks to all the people in Crete for making amazing music. And despite the financial hardships of Greece, music still goes on. And yeah, last piece of music called Contilius by Marios Luposis of Chania. And that is all from me and from this lute. And yes, till the next time, Wandering Rhythms signing off.
ό,τι έγινε, έγινε.
The Polygon Gallery presents the North American premiere of Jeremy Shaw's latest and largest production to date, Phase Shifting Index, until September 24th, 2023. Employing various outmoded 20th century media, Shaw presents what appears to be documentary footage as the distant future, creating cognitive dissonance within the viewer's relation to a sense of place and time. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca.
This is Bird Note. Pigeons have an unmistakable strut when they're walking around. They seem to bob their heads as they move, like they're grooving to an internal tune. But what look like head bobs are actually momentary pauses of the head while they walk. A pigeon thrusts its head forward, then pauses. That pausing enables the pigeon to take a brief, steady view of its surroundings, a series of glances at an unmoving landscape. For humans, maintaining a clear, stable view of the world is automatic, thanks to tiny muscles that control eye movements. The muscles shift continuously, re-aiming our eyes as we move. If our eyes were fixed in their sockets, like those of that pigeon, our vision would bounce up and down with every movement, a Blair Witch shaky cam mess. Pigeons and other birds with eyes that are fixed in their sockets, like chickens, herons, and cranes, all manage to see the world while they amble around. The solution to the bounce problem? That distinctive way of walking. Next time you notice pigeons strutting their stuff, take a moment to appreciate the way they see the world. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.